All right. Ready to explore the ins and outs of Italian healthcare for tourists?
Let's dive in.
Picture this. You're living your best life, strolling through those charming cobblestone streets, indulging in the most delicious pasta. And bam! You take a wrong step, twist your ankle. Or maybe that gelato had other plans. Suddenly, la dolce vita has you feeling less than dolce, right?
Definitely not ideal. Nobody wants a medical mishap to put a damper on their Italian adventure.
That's where we come in. Today, we're your travel companions, armed with knowledge from Testo and Colato, our handy-dandy guide to Italian healthcare for tourists. We're going to extract those golden nuggets of wisdom so you can travel stress-free.
Sounds like a plan.
Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Italy has that universal healthcare, right? So I'm covered, no worries. But is it really that simple?
It's a bit more nuanced than that.
Lay it on us.
While Italy does have a fantastic universal healthcare system called the Servizio Sanitario Nazionale, or SN for short, it's primarily designed for its citizens and legal residents.
Okay, so tourists shouldn't necessarily bank on it for free healthcare.
Precisely. Especially those traveling from outside the EU.
Let's clear the air about this whole free healthcare myth. It's a common misconception, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And it's important to understand those nuances.
Break it down for us.
While emergency services are available to everyone in Italy, regardless of insurance or citizenship, as a tourist, you'll likely still face some costs. And those costs can be even higher if you're not from the EU.
Ah, so there's a big distinction between EU and non-EU tourists when it comes to healthcare. Our guide really seems to emphasize this.
And for good reason. EU citizens, you see, they have a secret weapon.
Spill the tea.
It's called the European Health Insurance Card, the EIC. Think of it like a temporary Italian healthcare membership card. It gives them access to necessary medical treatments under the same conditions as Italian citizens, which is a pretty sweet deal.
That is a pretty sweet deal for our European listeners. But what about everyone else? What should they know about getting treatment if they get sick or injured?
For those traveling from outside the EU, investing in comprehensive travel insurance is non-negotiable. Think of it as your financial safety net, your shield against those potentially hefty medical bills.
Because while Italy might have relatively low ER costs compared to, say, the US,
right,
those additional treatments or a hospital stay can add up faster than you can say pizza.
Absolutely. And that's why having good travel insurance is crucial. It's a small price to pay for peace of mind and ensures you can focus on enjoying your trip. No more worrying about what ifs.
So we've established that travel insurance is a must-have. But let's say the unexpected happens. What's the Italian healthcare system really like on the ground? Our source mentioned some challenges.
Well, like many healthcare systems around the world, the Italian system is currently facing some pressures.
What kind of pressures?
One of the biggest challenges is a shortage of doctors.
A shortage of doctors? How come?
Primarily due to lower salaries compared to other European countries.
Interesting.
Combine that with an aging physician workforce, and you can see why navigating healthcare in Italy requires a bit of insider knowledge.
So it's not all sunshine and rainbows then?
Not exactly.
Our guide even paints a picture of potentially crowded ER waiting rooms. A stark contrast to those serene Italian landscapes we all dream about.
Right. And that's why it's so important to understand all your options, especially if you find yourself needing medical attention.
Okay, so let's break it down. Say you're in Rome, living your best life, when suddenly you need medical attention. What are your options?
Well, it all boils down to the urgency of the situation.
Okay, so let's start with the most urgent.
In a true emergency, we're talking heart attack, severe injury, something that requires immediate attention. Don't hesitate for a second. Call 112.
That's the Italian emergency number.
That's the one. And your guide highlights that English-speaking operators are available, so you don't need to worry about a language barrier in those critical moments.
That's a relief.
Absolutely. And you'll want to know the term pronto soccorso.
Pronto soccorso. What's that?
Simply means emergency room.
Got it.
That being said, knowing a few basic medical phrases in Italian or having a translation app handy can be incredibly useful, just in case.
Always a good idea. So those are the immediate steps for urgent care. But what if it's not a life or death situation? What if you have an annoying ear infection or need a prescription refilled? What then?
That's where things get interesting, and Testo Incolato highlights a total game changer for travelers. Telemedicine.
Telemedicine. Okay, so that sounds like a modern-day miracle for travelers, especially those dealing with more minor health issues while abroad. Tell me more about telemedicine.
It really is revolutionizing how we think about healthcare while traveling. It's been gaining a lot of popularity. especially since the pandemic, and for good reason.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Just imagine this, right? You're lounging by the pool in Sorrento, soaking up the sun, and suddenly realize you need a prescription refill. Now, instead of frantically searching for a pharmacy, trying to decipher Italian medical terms, you can connect with an English-speaking doctor with a few taps on your phone. They can assess your situation, send a prescription to a local pharmacy, and you can get back to enjoying your vacation. No more language barrier anxieties. No more interrupting your itinerary for a doctor's visit. It's all about convenience and peace of mind.
Wow, that does sound incredibly convenient. And I'm guessing probably more affordable than a traditional doctor's visit as well.
You're right on the money. Telemedicine can be surprisingly cost-effective, especially when you compare it to, you know, the potential costs of visiting a doctor or a clinic in a foreign country. Plus, many travel insurance plans are beginning to cover telemedicine consultations as well, making it an even more budget-friendly option. Our guide actually highlights Pilola Health as a leading telemedicine provider in Italy that specifically caters to tourists. They operate through a secure app, so you don't need to download anything new. Talk about user-friendly.
That's fantastic. Knowing about this kind of service really does change the game for travelers, especially those who might be a little anxious about navigating healthcare in a foreign country. But even with telemedicine and the EIKI, let's not forget about the importance of private health insurance. Even though it's not legally required for tourists, I have a feeling there's a reason it's still highly recommended.
You're spot on. Private health insurance acts as your ultimate safety net, you know? Your backup plan for when you need it most. While we've highlighted how great the Italian healthcare system is, private insurance covers a broader range of medical expenses, including those that might not be fully covered by the SSN or your EHIC.
Okay, what kind of expenses are we talking about here? Give us some examples.
Well, a crucial one is medical evacuation. Imagine this, right? You're hiking in the stunning Italian Dolomites, enjoying the breathtaking views, and suddenly there's an accident. You need immediate medical attention and potentially even transportation back to your home country for specialized care.
Oh, wow.
These types of situations, as you can imagine, can lead to astronomical medical bills that most people aren't prepared for.
That makes it crystal clear why having that extra layer of protection with private insurance is just crucial. I mean, it's one thing to budget for a nice dinner or a souvenir, but it's quite another to factor in, like, thousands of euros for unexpected medical transport. Better to be safe than sorry.
Right? I'd say 100%.
But switching gears a bit here, this whole conversation we're having about Italian healthcare for tourists has got me thinking. What do the stats say about all of this? Is there a big disconnect between healthcare and tourism in Italy, or are things kind of lining up? What can you tell us?
That's a great question. Our handy guide actually provides some fascinating statistics that shed light on this very topic. Firstly, we have to acknowledge the sheer volume of tourists Italy welcomes every year. In 2022 alone, over 74 million international travelers visited Italy.
Wow, 74 million.
That's a staggering number, right? Nearly equivalent to the entire population of the UK choosing Italy for their holiday destination.
Wow. No wonder people talk about crowded piazzas and, you know, bustling tourist attractions. That's a lot of people to accommodate, not to mention a lot of potential strain on resources, including the healthcare system.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really interesting. The guide highlights that in 2019, Italy dedicated approximately 9.3% of its GDP to healthcare spending. Now, for those who might not be familiar with the term, GDP, or gross domestic product, is essentially a measure of a country's economic performance. A higher percentage of GDP allocated to healthcare usually indicates that a country is seriously committed to providing quality healthcare services to its citizens.
That makes sense. So even with this influx of tourists, they're not shying away from investing in healthcare. But are tourists themselves, you know, getting the message? Are we seeing a rise in the number of travelers purchasing private health insurance for their Italian adventures these days?
It seems so. Our guide reveals a pretty promising statistic. There was a significant 6.4% increase in insurance policies specifically sold to foreigners visiting Italy in 2019.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it sounds like travelers are becoming more aware and more proactive about their health and safety.
Absolutely. And it's not just about traditional methods anymore. The increasing popularity of, you know, platforms like Pilola Health demonstrates how tourists are embracing these new, convenient, and often, you know, more affordable avenues to access healthcare. It's a win-win situation. Tourists feel more secure and empowered to address their health needs while traveling, and the Italian healthcare system benefits from these innovative approaches.
It definitely paints a positive picture. Italy seems to be at the forefront of utilizing technological advancements to improve healthcare, and not just for its citizens, but for everyone. But before we get too caught up in these positive trends, let's get down to the practicalities. When we come back, we'll cover some real-life scenarios that you might encounter in Italy, and more importantly, how to handle them like a seasoned traveler. Don't go anywhere. And we're back, ready to, you know, arm you with the know-how to handle those uh-oh moments that can pop up during a trip, especially when you're exploring a new place.
Exactly. Being prepared can make all the difference.
So let's set the scene.
Right.
It's a beautiful summer day in Rome. You're finally there, exploring the awe-inspiring Colosseum, checking it off your bucket list, and the sun is just beating down.
Classic Roman summer.
Now that sounds like, a recipe for potential heat stroke, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Especially, you know, for those who aren't used to that intensity of the Mediterranean sun, it's easy to get, I think, caught up in the excitement of exploring and forget to stay hydrated, take breaks, things like that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Our guide really emphasizes the importance of recognizing those signs of heat stroke early on. Just so we're all on the same page, could you refresh our memory on what to look out for?
Of course. Common signs and symptoms include things like dizziness, headaches, nausea. You might also be feeling unusually fatigued or even experiencing some confusion. Those are all signs that your body's struggling to cope with the heat.
And if you or someone you're with is, you know, starting to show some of those signs, what's the best course of action? What should we do?
If you or someone you're with starts experiencing those symptoms, it's crucial to act fast. First and foremost, find a cool, shaded area immediately, preferably indoors, you know, with air conditioning if possible. Hydrating is essential, so sip on some water or an electrolyte drink slowly. And don't underestimate the power of rest. Let your body cool down and recover.
Solid advice. Solid advice. But let's shift gears a bit, you know, from heat stroke to something else that can happen when you're on the go. Let's say you're exploring those ancient ruins, maybe a bit too enthusiastically, and you end up tripping and twisting your ankle. What should someone do in that kind of situation?
That's where having a plan in place can really be helpful. For those non-emergencies, like a sprained ankle, our trusty guide actually recommends a few different options. Firstly, don't underestimate the power of, you know, a good hotel concierge.
Oh, yeah, they've seen it all.
They've seen it all. They really are like walking, talking travel encyclopedias, and they often have a list of, you know, local English-speaking doctors on hand.
Right, right. They can point you in the right direction. But what if you're out and about, maybe exploring a charming hilltop town, and you're like nowhere near your hotel? What then?
In those cases, try looking for what's called a guardia medica or a walk-in clinic. These are actually surprisingly common in more touristy areas and are a great option for, you know, those non-urgent medical needs that don't necessarily require a trip to the ER.
So even in those oh no what now moments, there are still options.
Always options.
That's good to know. But before we say arrivederci to this episode, let's take a moment to, you know, circle back and recap those essential takeaways from our deep dive into, you know, the world of Italian healthcare for tourists. What are those absolute need-to-know points that our listeners should remember, even if they forget everything else?
I'd say the most crucial takeaway from all of this is that preparation is absolutely key when it comes to healthcare abroad. Just because Italy has that universal healthcare system doesn't mean it's, you know, a free-for-all for tourists. Remember, the system is primarily designed to benefit residents. So as a visitor, especially from outside the EU, it's essential to understand that you'll likely encounter some out-of-pocket expenses for any medical services.
So no, assuming that, you know, everything will be magically covered just because you're in a country with universal healthcare.
Exactly. Exactly. The second takeaway here, specifically for our EU listeners, you guys are in luck. That ITI card you packed, that's your golden ticket to access essential healthcare services. But for those of you traveling from outside the EU, make sure that comprehensive travel insurance is at the tippy top of your packing list. Think of it like your financial safety net, your peace of mind in a pinch. It can really be a lifesaver.
Like that perfect stoop of gelato.
Yeah.
Non-negotiable. You gotta have it.
Couldn't agree more. And lastly, let's not forget to give a shout out to, you know, the wonders of modern technology and the rise of telemedicine. It really is revolutionizing healthcare for travelers. It's this convenient, often more affordable way to, you know, connect with English-speaking doctors, especially for those non-emergency situations that might pop up.
It's amazing how something as simple as, like, Our smartphones can really provide so much peace of mind, especially when we're far from home and outside our comfort zones.
100%. And with all these tips, you know, in your back pocket, you can embark on that Italian adventure with confidence, knowing that you're, you know, well prepared to navigate any healthcare situation that, you know, might come your way.
We love a good dose of confidence, especially when we're traveling.
And on that note, it's time to wrap up our deep dive into the world of Italian healthcare for tourists. Remember, everyone, being informed is by far the best souvenir you can bring back from any trip. Until next time, happy and healthy travels.